Hello, beautiful people.
Friends, welcome back to Heart First.
We were trying to think about what to talk about today. We've both been in, such a chaotic energy that there's just such a chaotic energy in my life right now, and in Ipoma's, in all of ours, maybe in yours too. Can you relate?
Yeah, like let us know, please, and like wherever you can type it in the chat box and in a description area, like comments, just let us know, like what are you feeling through this time right now? So I had this suggestion that we should talk about like how to find peace and calm amidst the chaos, because the chaos, it's like layered. It's like within us. Like, okay, I'm gonna speak from my experience. When I feel more chaotic and ungrounded in my life, it almost feels like I am a magnet for more chaos outside of me, right? Like it all just sticks. But then there's moments where there's chaos just happening and I'm super centered and peaceful, and it's like I have a shield of protection where outside chaos doesn't affect me. And so I would love to, because I don't sometimes know how I'm doing it, because I don't think of it consciously when I'm in the peaceful places. So like I don't know, I thought it would be helpful to talk about how to find your calm, your peace, your center when shit's all crazy.
Yeah, like what do you do? Do you meditate? Do you call a friend? Do you just like scream? Like all of those things are helpful at
I
different
love the screaming, honestly.
times.
Like I used to
Like
take,
punching sometimes, like I want to
oh
just
yeah,
punch
getting it
something.
physically out.
Yeah, I
I
love call,
used
yeah.
to love when I was like growing up and like I could drive like a teenager or whatever, but I used to take car rides, like long drives with great music, and I would just scream at the top of my lungs, and it was, oh, so soothing. Now as an adult,
Can still do
I could
it.
still do it, but like, I don't know. We live in a bunch of different places sometimes. Sometimes we're in an apartment. If we're in a house, I will scream. If we're living in an apartment, I scream into a pillow. Like, I
You?
put a pillow over my face and like, and that kind of helps too. I don't
God,
know.
I'd love to be in a place like where you are, like where there's like wild open space and you could just like
Oh, so good.
scream. I feel like that would be so liberating.
It is so liberating. It feels
Yeah.
so good, because then it turns into, depending on what the energy is for me and what I'm moving through, right? Like, because we're always healing, transmuting something. The scream will then turn into either laughter or tears, just to release, right? Because we're just trying to release this energy out from us. And for me, I really, one of my favorite things, I really like to romanticize all my moods. Bad mood, good
I
mood,
love that.
all of it. So like if I'm in a funky feeling space, my favorite thing to do, and it's like my favorite time of day to do it, is like dinner time. So I make myself something really delicious, or order out if you want. But like I love to cook, because cooking also helps to center me and make me feel calm. But like make myself like something super comforting, super yummy. I make myself a yummy drink. Like it could be a hot cocoa, or in my case, NoCo, or like a tea, or even just water some nights. But like sitting down, picking up my favorite thing or something awesome to watch, and then I have like mood lighting, so I have like my fairy lights on, or like my fake candles, and I just let myself be however I am feeling and showing up in the moment, and just be like, this is just me caring for myself, you know?
I
That's
feel
one
like
of
you're really
the
good at that. I love that. I feel like a lot of people can learn from that, you know?
I don't know what it is. I think when I romanticize it and like add a little razzle dazzle to my badass mood, it just makes it feel, I don't know, just like, okay, I can deal with this. This is okay. This is what it needs to be right now. I'm moving through energy. I'm shifting things around energetically, and I don't need to know the whys
Yeah.
behind it, right? Because that just creates more mental fuckity shit. But like when I can just sit there and honor it for what it is, but then add in that self-care component. And for me, it's like always something yummy to eat, and my mood lighting or my binaural beats in the background, or just letting myself intentionally be in that space, I shift through it faster. It's when I resist. It's when I'm like, chaos, what? And I just like go into the storm sometimes without, but like resisting resisting letting it flow over me. I'm like fighting that chaos energy.
Yeah, letting it flow through you. Like for me, I think for me, the first thing I do when I have a normal home, which I will soon, is, you know, to turn on my keyboard and like play, because it's just, it, you feel it. You do get to that flow state, but you're not, again, like what you're saying, you're like, you're not resisting the feeling. Yep. Write something like angry or sad or whatever. And something temporary. It doesn't have to be, there's no objective here of creating something great. It's just like getting it out, or writing, just jotting stuff down in a journal. Just
I love that too.
Yeah. But, and of course it depends what it is, right? Like, Like, I feel just sometimes we're feeling the collective angst and the collective stuff. One thing really great to do, right, is to ask. I forget where I learned this, but it definitely works for me, is to ask, is this mine?
Mm-hmm. That's powerful.
For me, a lot of the time, it's really not. Like, all the time. Really annoying, you know?
Because I think we all of us humans, no matter where we are in the book of life, we all can absorb shit, right? Yeah. When those of us who are more sensitive and aware, I feel like it almost like we absorb even more shit, because there's something in our energy, like, and I'm only going to speak for me and my experience, but there was something absolutely before I started to learn like fierce boundaries of like, oh, I don't want them to feel sad. I'll take it on. Like, I wasn't saying this consciously, but in my energy, I was like a sponge and like, I'll absorb it, you know? Right. And, and then it made me feel even more like junk and weighed down and all the things. And I had to learn to move through that space. But yeah, we absolutely take on outside collective energy and people around us, things that we watch, the things that we eat, we are taking on everything. And it's not only, it's like finding that peace and that chaos, but also really working on our energy hygiene and making sure that we constantly clear ourselves, that we are protecting ourselves, so we have those boundaries put in place so we don't take on. Because it's not for us. Like, we are all one and we are a part of the collective, but also, it's not for us to put on our shoulders everything, right? Like, I think it's important to feel and understand and have an awareness and continue to learn. And I'm speaking of collective things and collective issues, like social issues, stuff like that. It's important to understand and to know, and really dive into that knowledge, you know, that learning space, and be as open-minded as we can be. But at the same time, it's really important to like hunker down in your space and your energy and work on yourself and stay in your lane of like, how can I foster more love within myself? How can I work on healing myself? How can I learn to transmute this energy I'm feeling? So instead of me taking it on, I'm able to transmute it to a higher vibration or to love.
What you're saying is so important right now. Like, the being able to, I think that's like the next step, right? Is finding ways to consciously, something I'm really working on, especially in the last few months. And I still have a lot to do on it. Truly, clearly, the way I felt today, man. it's funny. It's good when you can laugh at yourself, at least.
Absolutely. I love laughing at myself.
But like, finding ways to transmute that energy, to experience it, ask yourself, what is this? Like, sometimes you just know, obviously you just spend time with someone in your family who triggers the shit out of you or whatever, or your friend is sick and you're really caring about that. It could be all different emotions, right? And then asking ourselves and figuring out, and I would love to do another episode on this. I'll let you know my progress, more tips, but yeah, transmuting that energy into peace, love, you know, these are not just buzzwords, but truly, and it sounds like buzzwords, I get it, you know, but it's like looking at everything that's happening right now in 3D in our, on our planet, which is a reflection, of course, of what's inside of the collective, what's being purged. It's like, we kind of, it's a necessity to find ways to do this, like, without, because, like, you know, you go on social media and there's tons of people who know more, and there's always people who know more and who are, you know, just there's so much information, and there's a lot of, like, you want to make a difference. I want to make it, for me personally, like, I want to make a difference. I want to do all these things. And then where do you, and how do you each day kind of flip back and forth, or there's no way to, that I know how to express this, but, like, as a human right now, it's like, we're feeling the shit. We want to do these things. We're making the calls. We're doing the things. Then how do we come back to, like,
us?
Yeah. To that love, to like who we are, because I'm not doing anybody any good by going to bed crying tonight about at what's happening in the world. I've done that quite a bit in the last
year. I'm sure a lot of us have.
Yeah. And I could do it just thinking about it. I'm in that space, unfortunately. But, you know.
It's not unfortunate, like, though. I think it's beautiful that we can be so in touch with humanity and what's happening. And, like, collectively, these are our human brothers and sisters, right?
Yeah, they are us.
So, like, it's beautiful. But at the same time, like, I know for me, if I'm not doing the practices to help myself stay centered and grounded, it will railroad me and I will not do anything. So to what you're saying, like, it does me no good. It does my family no good. Yeah. And arguably it does the collective no good when we are not, when we're railroaded by these intense emotions, right? Yeah. When we're not taking action in a positive way, but, like, I'm just in this mucky space of, like, depression, right? And, like, depression is real and depression is big, but if it's depression that's rooted from a collective thing, I gotta find my way back to myself. And this is not about individualism or anything like that, because we need each other, we need community, but it's like, how can I, if we're all in this depressive state, the energy is just going to stay depressed and nobody's
expanding it by
by me or us coming to the space of centered groundedness, peace, love. We are then, like you said, transmuting that depressive energy. We're moving through that muck and that guck, and we are just, we're helping to bring the vibration up where more people are awake and more people are taking action and more people are helping and healing and doing the things that I think, aside from, like, on the ground action, energetically, this is what we can do,
which is help shift things. I don't want to say it's more important, but in some ways, when you feel that helpless, and you're just, like, going through the same pattern of feeling sad all the time, which is what a lot of us are going through. Mm-hmm. It's like, absolutely. You had mentioned before something really important, and I like to put a link in the bottom to, an app that I have. I think it's called Miracle Tones. I forget, but it's these binaural beats, these healing frequencies. Sometimes when you leave me voice messages, you know, you have, and I listen to them too, but it's just, there's something about hearing it on your voice message that I'm like, oh, it's hard to focus on you. But, like, the sounds are so, I'm so excited to dive more into that, my personal healing work. But, like, these sounds are so, like, these things are massively important, like, more than they've yet been given credit, but, like, that's where the world is going. Like, these healing frequencies are going to become more and more common, mass conscious. It's like, we're heading in this direction. And actually now I got in a really good mood. So thanks.
Yay.
We just did it. We just practiced what we preach right now.
Yeah, we just shifted energy and, like, we did it in community together, because it's easier. Man, I just have to give so much, like, gratitude, because a lot of my healing journey has felt very isolating and lonely and all the things. And, like, finding you and, like, my other new friend, Donna, like, it just, it almost, and it's so weird for me to say it, because I'm like, really? But, like, it almost makes all that darkness to get to this moment worthwhile. Because not only did I learn valuable shit going through that stuff by myself, which royally fucking sucked. It is what it is. It just sucked. Yeah. And there are a lot of just anyways. But to now be in a space where I'm finding beautiful, soul aligned, deeply loving humans, like, you know what I mean? It's just, it feels so magical. It's like, oh, this is like, yay. And it just feels so, it just feels so beautiful, and it's so healing, and I'm so deeply grateful because of the past experience that I'm like coming out of to find community and to take my healing. What's going to happen with my healing is going to feel unprecedented to me because I'm in community, because I'm being supported, because I'm being deeply loved for who I am, like all of me, my bumps, my weird quirkiness, like all the things. It's so deeply magical. And I just, I don't know, I'm so grateful. And I just feel like as a collective, may we all shift to spaces where we find community that is so safe for us and so loving for us. And
And even if that's only one person, it's one person. It's that's like, I really, it's huge. And so if you're listening and you feel, cause I know a lot of people like through my Instagram, people who I love, and we're community, but obviously we're not speaking like this in, you know, like that, because there's 24 hours in the day and everybody's busy and whatever. But like, you know, like, and you and I are obviously like super connected, but you know, the, what am I even saying here? Yeah. Community, finding your people, like the more, like just have faith that you will find your people. You will find other people that you are aligned with. And I think the more conscious you are, the more tricky it can be depending where you're living, who you're around, like, but just have faith that it's coming. Because it is coming, even when you feel it's not. And aside from the fact that you're never alone, you're always with spirit, you have all your guides around, you have so much support, you're so loved. But yeah, we're, and also I feel like the more you heal, and again, I don't even, the more you embody who you actually are, which is the more you heal, I guess.
But the it's like we're just coming back home to ourselves. That's what healing is.
And then you attract, as you were saying, you attract more people as your real self. You're going to attract people who are more aligned with your real self rather than the watered down version of you, speaking for myself, that I've been through hiding.
Yes.
They're going to like me. They're going to criticize me, all my shit.
Absolutely. I also want to add that, so a lot of the deep, heavy lifting work was me, myself, and I, but there were different humans who came into my life at different points of my healing, and they weren't for a lifetime. They were literally just for a season. But to find a little glimpse of what I'm experiencing now, just knowing that, like, I know I'm energetically not alone because spirit and the all the things, but as like a physical 3D person walking in this world, you know, like, so there will sometimes be people who come in just for a little snapshot of a moment, just for you to realize, thank you, I'm not alone. And those people may leave, and that's okay too, because ultimately people, not everybody gets the healed version of you, right? Some people just show up and get that little part of you for that moment in time, because you both need something and can learn something from each other and can love each other. And then ultimately paths will just go away again. Like, you don't need to keep
that every single person. Hard. That can be hard. That is hard. We both don't have the same understanding of that or feel differently about it. I've had that a few times in the last few years too, where it can really hurt as well. Yeah. Even if you know it shouldn't, you know, okay, I love this person and well, for all sorts of reasons. I could, that's another episode, but yeah, it's like learning, it's like appreciating what you have and accepting that. And not trying to hold on to it if it doesn't any longer feel like either you or that person, because it takes two, unfortunately, you know, to be both wanting the same thing or feeling aligned. Like, accepting that, flowing with it, I feel like that's a maturity thing.
Oh yeah.
Because like that is like a really high level consciousness thing to integrate.
Oh yeah, it truly is. And that to have deep level of discernment of being able to let go. Because like every person, I guess hindsight's 2020, because now I can clearly feel like and know, like, oh, there's a part of me that knew at the time that they weren't going to be forever. But because I was so sad and isolated, I wanted to hold on longer. And then when eventually it just made it was in the best and highest alignment for both of our souls to let go. That was devastating. It was so devastating.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
But at the same time, it's like, you know, I've learned discernment. I've now learned how to flow a bit easier, right? How to let go and just realize not everything is for me, and that is okay. Yeah. And what is for me was always going to find me.
Yeah.
Regardless of the time. Time is, what is time? What is reality?
Totally. Sometimes I just wish there were more closure with things, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty direct. Like, if I have an issue with someone I love, I will say it. But a lot of people I am learning through experience, not that many times, but a few times where things have obviously shifted for the other person and I haven't known. And then I've been, you know, hurt in that situation where I'm like, what happened? Did I do something? Did, you know, and that, I think that's something that's also very common, or maybe it's not, but it sucks as well. But then I learned to, and even when I think about this one person in particular, well, one I learned later on, and then I didn't actually feel as bad because I felt like so confused why there was nothing addressed, you know, even just to know. And the other person, I still don't know, you know, I pray for her and I love her, but obviously it wasn't aligned for some reason. So it's learning how to, I guess, to integrate that. Cause I do know that, but there's that part of my heart that just can still kind of long for that. And I don't really quite fully understand it.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. And I definitely have felt that with different people throughout my life. And I think kind of where I am now, I just look at it as, even if it slightly stings or sucks or feels sad, mm-hmm. it's like the universe is doing the work for me. Like, I just look at it as well, I don't know. I don't know how to put it without sounding like a jackass, but
No, that was perfect. That was perfect. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
But it just sometimes the book closes. The energy stops. Yeah, we're not supposed to be in alignment anymore. And I just kind of look at it as, okay, I love you and I wish you well. I'm glad that we had our moment in time in this lifetime. Yeah. And bye. But yeah, I don't know. I think I take it a bit easier now just because I'm just like, you know, okay, it is what it is. That slogan, it is what it is. It just brings so much comfort to me because it literally, there's so much that we're not in control of energetically.
I just thought of something related to this that something that your mom used to say to you. Now, this is not like in anger. I don't mean it in anger, but if you feel hurt about something,
that's your probably mom, where I get it from.
Right. Your mom had great words of wisdom.
Yeah. So the backstory to this is we were really young, like elementary school, really young. And somebody had, so growing up in New England, we were the only Black kids and we are Black biracial. So other than my family, that was it. Mm-hmm. And so we have traditional Nigerian names and nobody in New Hampshire had our names. So there was teasing. I don't think there was a lot of teasing for me for some reason, because I just kind of had the energy of just
leave me the fuck alone.
whatever. And I'd move on and then they would stop bothering me and then I never had it again. But I remember specifically this day, my brother had come home. It's like, so-and-so is making fun of me because of my name and all these different things. And my mom had sit us down because my parents would read to us every single night. Mm-hmm. Before bed, and she's like, what are they to you? Do they feed you? Do they supply the roof over your head? Do they tuck you in at night? Do they give you kisses and tell you that you're loved? And we're all like, no, mama. And she's like, exactly. They are not worthy of you. Their opinion does not matter, in other words. Like, anything they say or send your way, it has nothing to do with you. You don't need to take it on. And I have had that like, it's now in my DNA. So if anybody treats me in any way that's unjust or whatever, I'm just like, well, I don't care. Bye. Fuck
that is
it.
So freaking important that. I'm like, oh my God, you're so lucky, but thank God your mom, you know.
Thank God my mom said that, because that has empowered me in so many ways. And that's not to say that, like, I've had, like I said, those moments where, like, you have to have your path, somebody you deeply love, and you would love it for it to work out in a different way, but you just know that it's not in our highest and best. I'm going to have to make the decision to, like, let them go. That's not to say that those moments haven't happened, right? But, like, I guess for me, it's more like the general randos that cross your path.
Yeah.
I mean, it can work for all of the above. But yeah,
it's empowering to me, and I'm sure it'll be empowering to other people hearing this. Because the other randos. No, like, I feel like when I put a post on social media, well, especially since last fall, especially. But yeah, people can be assholes. Like, lots of angry people are loud, and trauma is loud. Like,
and that's,
like, 100%. Patriarchy is loud.
And that's 100% what it is, though. And this is why I'm going to say it until the day I die. Healing work is so, so wildly and vitally important. Because if you're not doing your healing work, you'll be an asshole rando on the internet projecting your unhealed crap towards somebody else just trying to live their life. Like, let people live. Dude.
I know. Like, I'm like, how sad do you have to be, like, trolling someone, or like, or just like being nasty.
I don't know. I kind of am at the point where, like, even though I can understand where they're coming from, like, I can sense their whatever energies.
Yeah.
Like, sorry you feel that way about yourself. I love you. Have a beautiful life.
Detach with love. Detach with love. Yeah, oh, block with love. Block with love is better than detach with love. I'm learning how to block with love.
Amanda Seals says it perfectly. Be blocked and blessed.
Blocked and blessed. That's nice too.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that it's so important to be a strong person, strong, whatever, if that's the wrong word, what is the word, but to be an empowered. I mean, I feel like that is strong. Like, that's just depends on the connotation of the word, right? Every word takes on different meanings. I don't tend to love the word strong, because I feel like
it gives me some type of,
that's like a 3D interpretation that we're programmed to, you know, like strong, like, oh, like go, go, go.
Like, yeah, like what I hear, yeah, I
feel like I'm robot. Like, I don't obviously mean that. For me, I mean emotionally strong. I mean, like
having strong boundaries.
Yes, strong boundaries. And just thinking of what your mom said. Who is this person to me?
Oh, okay.
Literally, this person is really, probably really unhappy, like, detached with love or blocked and blessed.
Yep.
But I had the thing with blocking where I don't like to block people because I feel like it disempowers me because I'm so sensitive, you know?
Really? I look at it as I don't want any leaky energy. Like,
that helps me to think of, but can you understand why my reaction would be that? Because I have disempowered myself so much throughout my life, like through not expressing myself or, you know, showing the socially acceptable, smiley, pleasant woman thing.
I get it. Yeah, like, I totally get it. Kind
of me for real, but there are instances where I have, you know, obviously I have strong opinions and doesn't always make everybody happy.
I totally understand that, because the way I grew up, if I was not, like, happy or strong in my immediate family, I would have been punished. Like, if there's any other emotion, and I have always been a very inquisitive human, and not that I'm trying, like, in Nigerian culture, you just don't talk back against your parents, right? And I would be like, well, why? Like, I make it make sense to me. The maths ain't mathin'. Like, I was this person my whole life. So it's like, I don't even remember the whole reason why I said that. But
about speaking up and.
Yeah. So, like, I can totally relate to that energy of feeling disempowered and having your voice taken away from you because.
Muting yourself.
100%. And I have. Fought is the only word I can, like, is coming to me, like, in my healing journey for the last the deep dive work probably started around 2015, a little bit before that. So like end of 2014, 2015. So like since that time, I feel like I've been clawing my way out of that tunnel, that hole, and like fighting to bring my voice back because I grew up more disempowered. It was like this weird mixed signal of like, be empowered, but not against me.
Oh my God, but that was my dad, by the way. I love you, Dad.
I love my father too, but that was my father growing up. And that, and being the eldest, there was also a different hierarchy in Nigerian culture. Me being the eldest, there was more crap I just took.
Sure, way harder.
I was the oldest and a girl, and I was, I don't like the word headstrong, but like I was very curious and like, explained to me. And I used to yell to him, Ifoma, if you are not going to be a lawyer, you're wasting your God-given talent. I'm like,
that's true.
Okay.
Because you're a great communicator. That's so funny. Okay, so that your dad or your mom?
My dad. My entire life, my dad. And then I remember he would say it all the time. And then my partner, like, he's a lawyer. Like, he went to law school.
Wait, that's the same with
mom. We talked about that, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot.
He went to law school. He's not practicing law. But, like, I'm like, well, I married somebody who went to law school. Does that count? Like, get off my back. Let me just
he's
live.
He's like, no. Dad, I launch a podcast and I'm talking all the time now.
I know. I'm using all of my skills. But this is also like another beautiful thing about the podcast is like it's forcing me out of my hermit hole. It's helping me to refine. And I told you this too. Like I have my voice when I am talking to my people, my tribe, my family. Mm-hmm. I am me. But when and it shifted because I look at my old Facebook posts or Instagram posts and I was very, I don't say over opinionated, but like truth to power type of stuff.
Love that.
And like I would share it and I would not think twice of it. And I don't know how that shifted, what shifted. I could try and dissect it, but now is not the time. But something shifted in the way where like talking publicly, I just no fucking thank you. It's changing, and I know that this is part of that vehicle, so to speak, to help me get there. But it's so fascinating to just witness and observe, like, wow, interesting that I am doing this. Why?
You know? Love it. Thank you, angels. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It's over 30 minutes, so I think it's good for us to close. We love you. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, let us know your thoughts, your feelings, questions, anything. Yeah.
We would and love email to us, email us heartfirst.podcast@gmail.com. Anything you want us to talk about?
Yes, definitely.
Whatever you want to say. All right. We love you.
Love you. Bye.